Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. And I am elated, delighted, amen, and happy, praise God, to be in your presence by way of radio. I have a message that's in season, and God is going to get the glory out of this. Amen, praise God. It's fresh rhema. Amen, and it's going to tell us about the city of Dan as well as why Dan was named Dan. Amen, praise God. One of the 12 sons of Jacob, and he was made to be known as Dan. And so we know what the word of God is saying, and we want to understand the magnitude of this, because when God called forth Father Abraham in the book of Genesis, he started off, amen, praise God, and he began to obey God, amen, to the point that, amen, praise God. God called him forth and made him to understand the magnitude of the relationship with God. Holy Spirit, I ask that you have your way in this. And so we're looking at a word that was used many times in the Bible, and as well as what it represented, the number. And so amen. God is calling for Father Abraham to believe in him and to obey him to the point that, amen, praise God, souls would be saved and people will begin to, amen, praise God, go all the way through various eras, E-R-A-S, that was presented, amen, praise God, by way of the things that had to be accomplished in this earth because Satan had taken it over. So he called one man forth, amen, praise God, after Noah, and he began to minister to that man and tell him what was needed. The Bible says in the book of Genesis 12, now the Lord hath said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, the great, a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great. Amen. Praise God. And thou shalt be blessed. And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse him that curses thee. And in thee, amen, praise God, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Amen. Praise God. I want to say this, amen, praise God. One of the things that God did was, amen, praise God, the blessings came before the law. So because of that, amen, praise God, everybody that choose or accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, it's under a blessing, and they cannot do anything but be blessed. Because it was not written in the law, it was given before the law. So God is a fulfillment. That's why we named the subject like it was, amen, completion. Amen, God's completion. Everything that he did from the beginning of creation, from Genesis all the way to Revelation, amen, praise God. He completed his work, And not only did he complete it, but made it known. Amen. Praise God. His will, amen. The Bible says, 6 days he worked, and on the seventh day he rested. Amen. And everything that he made was good. It was good. And so he did what he promised and said that he would do. Amen. He brought it into completion. So we look at the life of Abraham, but we also look at what Abraham did. Abraham had dug 7 wells. In the book, it tells about the oak as well as what Abraham had did. Amen, praise God. He had made an oath with Abimelech. Amen, Abimelech. Amen, praise God. And that oath was an everlasting oath concerning the wells. And it was called the well of the oak, or of 7 wells, a well dug by Abraham, and so named because he and Abimelech were entered into a compact, a covenant agreement. You can find that in Genesis 21 and 13. On reopening, amen, it is also given the same as, name as, amen, praise God, when Isaac had came forth, Genesis 26:31-33. It was a favorite place of abode for both of these patriarchs. Amen, praise God. You find that in verses 20, chapter 21, verse 33, chapter 22, verses 1 and 19, and chapter 26:33 and chapter 28:10. It is mentioned among the cities given to the tribe of Simeon, Joshua 19:2, First Chronicle 4:28, from Dan to Beersheba, a distance of about 144 miles. And then you find that in Judges 21 and First Chronicles 21:2. 2 Samuel 24, because of the unusual way of distinguishing the whole promised land and pass into a proverb, amen, after the return from the captivity of the phrase, it is narrowed into from Beersheba into the valley of Hinnom. Hinnom, amen, Nehemiah 11 and 30. The kingdom of the 10 tribes, amen, entered into Beersheba, amen, to the mount of Ephraim, 2 Chronicles 9 and 4. The name is found in the New Testament. It is still called by the Arabs, by Esheba. Amen, praise God. I'm doing the best I can with that word. Amen, praise God. And it literally represents the well of 7. Amen, where there are the name is there until this present time. And the 2 principal wells are, amen, and the 5 small wells, amen, praise God, are in Arab country. It is nearby the midway between the southern end of the Dead Sea and the Mediterranean Sea. Well, amen, praise God, Arab country, amen, where the Pakistanians and all the various other Arabs reside. Amen. The Bible tells us that, amen, praise God, these wells can be found in that area. Amen, praise God. And so the Bible tells us in Amos, amen, praise God, verses 1, it said, they that swear by the sins of Samaria and say, Thy God, O Dan, live it, and the manna of Beersheba live it, even they shall fall and never rise again. Beersheba, amen, is Arab country. Amen, praise God. The Hebrews, the Jews, or the Israelites, God had given this land, amen, which is Canaan land, to, amen, praise God, Abraham, amen, praise God. It was passed on to Isaac and Jacob, amen, and they resided in it. Then when issues came with the suffering of the 12 tribes as they go in by way of Joseph, amen, praise God, and they stand in bondage, amen, for over 400, it was a total of 430 years, and God had told Abraham what was going to happen to his seed, but yet still he was going to bring them out, amen, praise God, and he did. He literally brought them out, amen, praise God. And Joshua went on after the death of Moses, and he began to do the will of God. And God is so exalted, amen, praise God, that he is recognized in the number 7, completion or perfection. Abraham's wells was a representation of completion concerning the promised land and what God had said he would do concerning his seed. Not only that, amen, praise God, but hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. God had made it a point to use number 7 because when God said he's going to do a thing or say he's going to do a thing, he would bring it to completion. Number 7, in your life, amen, or your walk with him, your relationship with him, he'll make it, amen, whereas, amen, praise God, the devil and everything that serves the devil will not be able to stop the perfection that God has called forth in your life. So God has given us information about Abraham. There was a strife between Elimelech and Abraham's servants concerning the wells. And Elimelech's servants really fought against Abraham to get hold to that well. So Abraham goes in and he brings in 7 lambs. Amen. 7 means completion. Amen. And it brings in that perfection concerning the relationship that Abraham and Elimelech was to, amen, continue in, so that, amen, no other well would be hindered about brought into a position whereas, amen, praise God, it would be taken away from Abraham. Abraham went on and he did what God say, amen, in the completion of his journey and what God had purposed in his life would come to pass. But in the book of Amos, amen, praise God, 8:14, they that swear by the sins of Samaria and say, Thy God, O Dan, liveth, and the manna of Beersheba liveth, even they shall fall and never rise again. Over in Syria, amen, praise God. Over in Arab country, you think that, amen, praise God, El-Baghdadi and all of these devil worshipers, all of these that serve their God, Muhammad, all of these that serve the Islam belief and the caliphate that they're trying to come in, they will utterly be destroyed. God is going to destroy them. Amen. God is going to make a point of destroying them because they want to get into Israel. Amen. Praise God. And I told you about the Golan Heights and the Gaza Strip and how they trying to boycott Israel from selling their goods, the trying to cut off the economy so that when wartime comes, that they won't have the means of support, outside support from, amen, praise God, other nations. But God say that Dan, amen, praise God, all the way to Beersheba, amen, all the way in the Arab country where they reside, where they are fighting against God's people even now, amen, will be utterly destroyed. That's the word. And when, amen, praise God, Rachel, amen, praise God, died, amen, praise God, and Benjamin came forth. She was serving, amen, praise God, the God of her father, Laban, that served like all the others, these corrupted gods. Amen, praise God. But Dan, amen, praise God, he went on and he was different from the other tribes in this essence. He kept the golden calf. He kept that God, amen, praise God, that, amen, they served. And when the northern and the southern tribe had separated, Dan was the leader in that tribe to serve the golden calf and all of those other gods of the Syrians and those that are of Arab nation, Arab descent, and it brought a snare unto them. They rather had stayed in their, amen, tribal beliefs, amen, than to follow Judah, amen. So that brought in a breach and problems came. But Dan, amen, praise God, he did not fulfill the will of God. But Abraham, on the other hand, he did what God had told him to do by digging the seven wells, meaning there is completion to whatever God has assigned you to do if you obey God. I have to tell it like it is. Amen. Praise God. I know my eyes can't see that well, but my heart is with God to the point that I know when I know what the word is saying, those people, amen, praise God, those Muslim al-Baghdadi and all of them are getting ready to cease. They will not continue on. Now, I don't know the day, not the hour, but God told me in a dream here some months back that Israel will continue to stand, even though they're going to fall, amen, because of disobedience, amen. Al-Baghdadi and all of them that's trying to take over Israel will not accomplish it. I give a shout out to God. He's a mighty God. So Beersheba is where Abraham and Abimelech made a covenant of peace concerning the wells, and that was going to bring completion, amen, to the wells, and Abimelech servants would do. And it came to pass at that time that Abimelech and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, spake unto Abraham, saying, God is with thee in all that thou doest. Don't you know the enemy know that God is with you, and whatever Satan is trying to do, God want to bring your life to completion, and Satan cannot win. I don't care what he's trying to do. He works in this area. He wants you to serve him and work for him, and you need to stay with God. Ain't no two gods, ain't no two masters, only one God. He said, now therefore swear unto me here by God that thou wilt not deal falsely with me, nor with my son, nor with my son's sons, but according to the kindness that I have done unto thee, thou shalt do unto me. And the land wherein thou hast sojourned. And Abraham said, I will swear. And Abraham reproved Abimelech because of a well of water, which Abimelech's servants had violently taken away. You know, the enemy can come in and he can try to take away everything concerning your life. And the wells represented life, and water represented life. It sustained, it's a sustainer of life. And so Abimelech's, amen, servants were coming in, and they were destroying Abraham's well. They were trying to take them over and use them for their own benefit. But when you got God, amen, and who is in control, control of everything in your life, he will bring it to completion. Amen. And so Abraham obeyed God. He dug 7 wells. Amen. Praise God. But this last well, God said, that's enough. When the enemy come in like a flood and continue to hit you, continue to cause you suffering, continue to confuse you, one of the things that will happen is God say he will not put no more on you than you can bear. Amen. Praise God. And God knew that he was the sustainer of Abraham's life. He had made a covenant with Abraham, and he went on to perform that covenant, even, praise God, as God is doing with us. Amen. And Abraham took sheep and oxen, amen, praise God, and gave them to Abimelech, and both of them made a covenant. Amen, praise God. This covenant was made, but yet and still Abraham came to completion, and he was showing, amen, praise God, the power of God by the wells that he had dug. And then the 7, you know, lambs, amen, praise God, but by the 7 wells, because he know that what God said, he would sustain the life and the seed of his seed, his sons, amen, and their sons' seed. God was capable, amen, he was able, he was more than willing to bring it to pass. So all that the Arabs are trying to do against Israel and the nation at large, they are coming in with these terrorist attacks. They're coming in trying to hit people in small numbers and big numbers, blowing up airplanes and trying to destroy buildings and all of this stuff that they're trying to do. Some of us in groups, and some of them just two or either one, and they've given their lives, amen, to Satan, amen, praise God. For what reason? They don't understand. They don't understand why they're doing it, amen, but they understand, amen, after their death, amen, praise God, because there's a hell. I done been there. I done seen it. But God is, he's faithful. He will complete the work that he started in you. All you have to do is believe in him and trust in him, because there are some stipulations, there are some, and most often attacks like Elimelech, and then see his servants ended up attacking Abraham's servants concerning the wells. But God fixed that thing. You need to tell your friends and your neighbors God is getting ready to bring, amen, your life to completion, the things that you've been suffering going through to completion. But if you look at the word and see what's going on, Dan, amen, praise God, and Beersheba will be totally destroyed. Amen, by the word of God. Dan is in the Middle East. Amen, praise God, over there. Amen, praise God, in Arab country. Amen, and that's where Abraham had to go in when Lot was taken away and his family. he had to go in by way and around, amen, praise God, Jerusalem and the various other little cities and go up, amen, by Syrian country and go into Dan and get, amen, praise God, Lot. Now, you know that when Abraham took his servants, amen, one of the things that happened, he had to take cattle with him. He had to take water. He had to take all kind of resources with him in order to maintain their livelihood as they travel, amen, praise God, maybe on donkeys or camels or whatever. But they reached their goal. Completion is to reach your goal and do what God said do, because God is the only one, amen, praise God, that's supposed to be your focal point. Amen. So Abraham goes in, he reaches his goal, he do the completion, amen, praise God, of what God is saying. Now it's passed on to Isaac. Isaac had the same problems with William, but at one point in time, amen, praise God, when there was a famine that came in, Isaac sold in the time of famine. Those that are in ministry, those that are working for God, amen, praise God, they need to reap now, and it's time for those that have listened to the word to begin to sow into those ministers' lives. But the Bible saying it, and Elimelech said unto Abraham, what mean these 7 ewe lambs and which thou hast set by themselves? Amen, praise God. Now I'm going to do this, amen, in a way that you can understand it. Whenever a person, amen, is called by God to do the will, the lambs represent those that are of God, amen, praise God, and Jesus being the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. But 7 ewe lambs, amen, praise God, amen, praise God, was there for completion. Jesus completed the work. He went on to say, you know, Father, I have completed, I have fulfilled your will all the way through. Amen, praise God. And so when he did that, amen, praise God, there was 7, amen, praise God, symbolic, I call them whales, or 7 representations of Father God that Jesus had to complete in the earth realm to make it, amen, like God said, on the 7th day I rested. 6 days I worked, and on the 7th day I rested. Jesus rested on the 7th day. He went on back to glory. Amen. We as the body of Christ need to understand the magnitude of this. Israel will not fall. Oh, they're going to go through some stuff, and they're going to be all the way, amen, to the very end where it looks like they're going to fall because of the covenant that they made with the Antichrist, amen. And I told you about the Antichrist, the Father and Son, amen, praise God, and how one is going to reign 70 years after the Father is dead, and that's the one that's going to go into Jerusalem. But this Antichrist now, amen, praise God, who is Al-Baghdadi, and I won't take it back, he's trying to gain, amen, praise God, presidency. He want to leave. He want to go into Jerusalem with his caliphate. He's not interested in building up the temple nor do anything like his son is going to be interested. War is going to be so bad, people are going to ask for help. Famine is going to be so bad that the people are going to ask for help. And he's going to come in with his Islamic beliefs and tell them that religion is the only way because, amen, people are going to seek an answer, amen, and he's going to deceive them through a peace agreement, a peace treaty that will cause, amen, Israel to fall, amen, almost all the way, but then God is going to hear that cry and then lift them back up again. The prime minister in Israel cannot sign a peace agreement with these Arabs because they must fall. I'm begging that the prime minister don't do that. I'm praying that he don't. But we are in a position, that's a dilemma. But God said from the very beginning, everything that he made was good. 6 days he worked, on the seventh day he rested. I mean, there is a completion in everything that's going on. Abraham went in and he began to do what God had told him, and it brought in a completion and perfection of God's will. God want to do that with you today. I want to go into more detail about this because it's important. Have a wonderful day. You are going to go into completion if you stay with God.